WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your guy Brandon Cole here, back with another dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life. Today's topic is something that's near and dear to my heart. Building emotional intelligence through feedback. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like they hijack your thoughts and actions before you can even say ouch. Yeah, I get it. We all have those moments. But here is the thing, emotional intelligence isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding them, managing them, and using them to our advantage. And guess what? Feedback is the secret weapon in this whole emotional intelligence game. It's like a mirror reflecting back to us who we are, how we come across, and where we can grow. Think of it as a superpower that helps you level up your self-awareness and build stronger relationships. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock the power of feedback in your life. First things first. Ditch the defensiveness. I know, easier said than done, right? When someone offers feedback, our natural instinct is often to put up walls and get defensive. But here's the truth, defensiveness is like a shield protecting you from growth. Embrace those constructive criticisms as opportunities to learn and evolve. Remember, feedback isn't personal, it's about helping you become a better version of yourself. Number 2. Ask for specific feedback. Don't just say, what do you think? Be clear about what areas you want to improve on. For example, instead of asking, am I being too bossy? Try, can you give me some feedback on how I communicate my expectations during team projects? Being specific helps people provide more targeted and valuable insights. Now let's talk about actively listening. This means truly paying attention to what the other person is saying without interrupting or formulating your response in your head. Ask clarifying questions, summarize their points, and show genuine interest in understanding their perspective. Remember, active listening isn't just about hearing words, it's about absorbing the emotions and intentions behind them. Next up, don't be afraid to take action. Feedback is useless if we don't put it into practice. Once you've received valuable feedback, reflect on it, identify areas where you can make adjustments, and create a plan for improvement. Remember, change takes time and effort, but the rewards are worth it. Finally, remember to be kind and compassionate towards yourself and others. Giving and receiving feedback can be tough. It takes courage to be vulnerable and open to learning. So, be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember that we all stumble along the way. Let me tell you a quick story about this. I once had a friend who was really struggling with public speaking. He would get so nervous his hands would shake and his voice would crack. He knew he wanted to improve, but he was terrified of getting feedback because he was afraid of being judged. One day, I encouraged him to join a Toastmasters club. It's a great organization for practicing public speaking in a supportive environment. At first, he was hesitant, but eventually he took the leap. And you know what? He started getting amazing feedback. People told him he had a natural talent for storytelling, his passion was infectious, and he connected with the audience on a deeper level. It wasn't always easy. There were moments when he felt self-conscious and stumbled over his words, but he kept practicing and embracing the feedback. Slowly but surely, his confidence grew, and he became a much more powerful speaker. So, remember, friends, feedback is your golden ticket to emotional intelligence and personal growth. Don't shy away from it, embrace it. Be open, be curious, and use it to unlock your full potential. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you've used feedback to improve your emotional intelligence? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Remember, growth is a journey, not a destination. Let's keep learning and evolving together. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep building that stoic state of mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.